Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
So here's a confession. I take Flintstone gummy vitamins, but do you really need to take vitamins as an adult at all? All right, well, let's go to the expert.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna, everybody says you're supposed to take multivitamins. Is that true? And is it okay that I take Flintstone vitamins like a child?
Oh, I love that you take Flintstone vitamins. I remember looking forward to Flintstone vitamins as a kid, like every morning. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, there are all those gummy vitamins are so really yummy. It's almost like a snack. My youngest daughter loves multivitamins. But Anna, you're going to be surprised about this. If there's mixed information about whether there's any real benefit to multivitamins to begin with. Listen to this. So about 50% of us in the United States that are adults, for that matter, are taking vitamins. And the price tag exceeds almost $12 billion a year. So it's a multi-billion dollar industry that's making so much money off the fact that people think they need to supplement their diets with vitamins. And if you ask some of the experts, they think it's a complete waste of time. So this is a really, really good analysis of tons of research involving hundreds of thousands of people found that taking a multivitamin did not reduce the risk for heart disease or cancer over the long term. In addition to the fact that it did not reduce the risk of mental health declines, memory loss, or slow down thinking or cognitive decline, which sort of contradicts what are the benefits that many people in the multivitamin industry are trying to sell you.
Right.
Which is basically a false bag of goods, I guess.
Yeah, no, seriously. I feel like everything that's wrong in my life, somebody always says, it's like, well, you're not taking the right vitamins. And to hear that makes me wonder, like, well, why are we wasting all our money on these vitamins? And is there any way that they would be harmful versus helpful?
So that's a great question. Actually, if you take too much of a certain vitamin, it can actually be really harmful. And a funny story is in medical school, when I was worried that I was going to get sick because you're exposed to so many people that are sick during your training in med school, my mom told me to load up on vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And so when I bought a vitamin C supplement, I didn't even check how much percent of vitamin C is in each vitamin. So I was taking 833% the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, twice a day without really drinking enough water. And I ended up getting a kidney stone.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and you can get a kidney stone for too much vitamin C, and nobody tells you that. In addition, like, too much vitamin E, too much beta carotene actually can be really harmful, especially in high doses. So here's basically the take-home message here. There are certain types of vitamins and minerals that can be beneficial, right? So one of them that we know is very beneficial is folic acid for women in childbearing years. Folic acid prevents neural tube defects in babies, and it's important that women take it before and during early pregnancy. So that's proven.
Yep.
In addition, a lot of women, and men for that matter, are at risk for something called osteoporosis, which most people have heard of, brittle bone disease. You can take calcium and vitamin D, and it needs to be recommended by a doctor, but you can take the extra vitamin D over the recommended daily allowance. But for most of us, if you exceed the recommended daily allowance of these vitamins and minerals, it can have health consequences, and you really want to be careful with that. So most doctors are going to tell you if you have a well-balanced diet, you actually don't need a multivitamin. But if you're going to take a multivitamin or any specific supplement, you absolutely want to make sure it's recommended by your doctor. And I learned the hard way because a kidney stone, and I'm telling you right now, is worse than childbirth. It was horrendous.
Can I eat my Flintstone vitamins just because they're yummy and that's fine?
Yes. Yes, you can. One Flintstone vitamin a day is definitely going to be okay, especially for an adult, because they're formulated mostly for kids and you're not getting above the recommended daily allowance on anything with those.
All right, good. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.